from the fuss. Well, I do what I gotta do to get through working at 9 to 5. It's killing me, but then again, it's keeping me alive. It puts the gas in my truck, butter on my biscuit, couple bucks when I'm itching.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thobert. Not all election results are final just yet, but for many races or ballot items, there are already clear winners. The result of the presidential election is still hinging on tight races in battleground states. Here in Colorado, Joe Biden currently has 50% of the vote, while incumbent Donald Trump has 48%. With 85% of precincts reporting, it looks like former Governor John Hickenlooper is going to unseat incumbent U.S. Senator Cory Gardner. He's leading by a 10% margin or more than 300,000 votes. Colorado's congressional delegation is going to look very similar moving forward. The state's 6 incumbent members of the House of Representatives up for re-election have all easily won their races. Democrats Diana DeGette, Joe Neguse, Jason Crow, and Ed Perlmutter, and Republicans Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn are all headed back to Washington, D.C. In Colorado's 3rd congressional district, in what was a pretty tight race, Democrat Mitch Bush has now conceded to Republican Lauren Boebert. A couple of ballot measures are still too close to call, but Coloradans have said yes to adding an across-the-board nicotine tax that would also apply to vape products, reducing the state income tax from 4.63% to 4.55%, adding a family medical leave program, and repealing the Gallagher Amendment. They've said no to banning late-term abortion. Of the judges on the ballot across the state, Colorado voters only voted to not retain one judge. District Court Judge Tomi Crespin, according to current counts, is on track to lose her seat. She was one of two judges who received a recommendation of does not meet performance standards from the citizen-led commissions that evaluate judge performance. Voter turnout has exceeded what was seen in 2016. Ballots continued to be counted, but by noon yesterday, the total turnout from 2016 had been exceeded. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now's the time to get your West on.
Now is the time to lower your mortgage rate. Even if the process takes a little longer, you cannot afford to miss out because you could save up to $1,000 a month without restarting your term. But only if you choose American Financing. Get started on your custom loan by calling 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Okay, well, we got nothing coming from Kara, so this is Jason over at the radio station. I'm going to start in this way and do a minute or two and see if Kara wants to call in, because we're not getting anything from Alberto. Oh, let me turn that down. Kara?
Try that.
Okay, Kara, try again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Go for it.
Hello, I'm talking. Can you hear me? I am talking.
Go ahead.
Hello. All right. Does that mean you can hear me? Because I'm also calling in. All right.
Kara, do your show.
Today is Open Forum Wednesday, and you are listening to my show, Brain Cleavage, where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. And today we're going to try to digest and dissect and just go through some of what's happening in this election. Of course, we know that we're in the middle of the battle of our lives. We know that there are people who are trying to destroy the United States of America, steal it away from the people, make it something it was never intended to be from the beginning. And we're just in the middle of that battle. We knew it was going to be a battle. There are many commentators who warned us. Oh, we even had a Speaker of the House and some other people in high places who have threatened what they were going to do and how they were not going to accept results and that sort of thing. So we see this battle being played out in front of us. And my message is one of hope today, because we're patriots. We are natural born citizens. We're the ones in control, and we're the ones who are going to stand and fight for this nation no matter what happens. And we're not going to roll over to people that are trying to steal the election or who are trying to stall and play games. So this is just where we are. It's really no big surprise. And, you know, there's a scripture that really, I think, encapsulates a lot of what we're experiencing right now. It's found in 2 Corinthians 4:8. Chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair." We know we are being attacked. We know we are under attack. Look all around us, what's been happening ever since really the beginning of this year. And then all of the civil unrest that we have and all of the things that are happening. So let's just take a step back. Let's also look at some of the positive things that we are looking at right now. I'm really excited that that Lauren Boebert was elected from Colorado to the Congress. That's a fantastic win. Congratulations to her and to all of those who voted for her in that district. We just say kudos to you. Way to go. And way to go, Lauren. You waged a really, really hard campaign. You had a fantastic and strong message. And there is a contingent of patriotic, conservative, God-fearing people in Colorado, and that's an evidence of it. So we need to look at that. We also are very close with the numbers that we need in Congress. You know, those races are not all called yet either, but we are on track to maintain our majority in the Senate. And there's I don't know exactly how many votes are still outstanding for the House, but we didn't have the House before. As long as we retain the Senate, we can work with that. I don't know that I agree with my counterpart and owner of the station, and I thank him for allowing us to have free speech on this station, but I don't know that I agree with him that if things continue in the manner that they're going, that Joe Biden will be the president. Maybe I'm just not willing to give that ground, but I see that we have a majority of votes in what's been counted so far in the states that have the most electoral votes still up for grabs. And I would agree with the president, President Trump, that he has won those states, although it's not yet official. And we just have to stand up and have some faith right now and continue to pray for our nation and pray for our president and those who are doing what needs to be done to make sure that there is justice in this election. So what do I have? I have some things that I want to share today that do relate to the election, but more in a global sense. And I think that they give perspective to what's happening and they can help us through this very trying time when we know that we're under attack and we can see all the evidence around us that we're under attack. And I want to talk today about values, American values. We have what I would consider tried and true fundamental values that I think every American should hold and every person really should be willing to agree with. But of course, not everybody does. But I'd like to go through some of those. And I've been somewhat inspired to go in this direction today by someone who has a new radio program here on KHNC. And that person is Shepherd the Voluntarist. Now, some of you who listen to my program heard him on my show for 2 weeks in a row talking about his philosophy that he believes in of voluntarism. And it's a philosophy for really thinking people, people who don't just believe whatever they're told and they just don't want to be led by rulers. And, well, gee, isn't that what our nation really is about in principle, that we didn't want to be overrun by a tyrannical ruler who was taxing us and not giving us representation? And so then we fought him and we won. And do you all remember that battle, that famous battle that George Washington was in when, you know, it looked like his forces were completely overrun and bullets were flying by him all around him, but he never gave up. And here we are today, 244 years later, we're still a nation, but we're still fighting the same battle, aren't we? So we'll talk more about values, American values, and that culture battle when we come back.
My name is Dwayne Brothwell. Listen to my show, Mystery Babylon, every Sunday, 11 a.m. I will show you how the birth certificate image of the beast binds you to Babylon the bank for the debt money we use to buy and sell with. That's every Sunday, 11 a.m.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S. We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699. Located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. Maxcom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to Open Forum Wednesday. This is Brain Cleavage, and I'm Kara. You're listening to 1360 AM KHNC, the best radio station in northern Colorado. I agree with Jason on that, so many other things. So I was saying when we went away to the break that we have a new radio show host on KHNC. His name is Shepard, the Voluntarist, and his show airs on Saturday nights at 6 p.m., You'll be hearing him starting last week. He was on for his first show, and he talked about values, and he talked more about personal values. So today, I'm wanting to talk about cultural values and what really that we have a cultural war in terms of values in the United States as well as, you know, the rest of the world, but we're focusing on the U.S., and there is a distinction to be made in terms of values versus principles, and this is really important because a value is something that is basically a belief that you hold dear, something that you believe in. But a principle is basically a non-negotiable guideline or rule that you live by. So we'll mix these up a little bit in some cases, but I want to just throw out what values I think we really should be able to agree on in this culture. And really in any culture, because they just make sense. They're values that respect every person, and yet they don't seem to be values that are commonly held in a large percentage of the population. So to start that, I want to just share that, of course, we all know what our Declaration of Independence says at the beginning. It says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So truly, that statement encapsulates a lot of what I think should be the values that are commonly held by people in general, but yet they aren't being held. You know, so we say that we are for equality. Every man, woman, all men, all people are created equal. That's a foundational statement for this nation. We believe in life. That means a lot of things, but how fundamental is that? How much more fundamental could you be than to say that you believe in life? The life, you could even say the life of humans and other living things, animals and plants. These are things that were created by the Creator for all of us to enjoy, and we have a God-given right to them. What about liberty? We have a right to self-determination, to pursue what we in our hearts and minds believe is right. We believe in free speech. We believe in privacy. We believe that we should not be subject to unreasonable searches and seizures, that our effects, our personal effects, are ours and should not be interfered with by a government or a tyrannical ruler that wants to barge into our homes or our automobiles without cause. These are things that we believe are valued and that are precious. We believe in the right to property, to own property. We believe that property rights should be respected. And something that's overarching all of these values, really, is the rule of law. The value, the principle that all men, because they are created equal, and that means all people, that all of them are equally protected by an objective law, so that nobody is higher than someone else. We don't have a feudal society where there are overlords who say that we have to pay them tribute because they own all the land and they're just allowing us to live on it, and we have to give them so much percentage of the livestock that we're raising or the crops that we're raising. We rejected that way back in the Revolutionary War when we broke away. We broke away from the monarchy. We said, no, we are a free people. We want to live according to our own self-determination, and we want all men to be equal, and we want the government to be of, by, and for the people. We have a really good thing that has been instituted here on this soil in North America, and yet it is being attacked by the very people who should appreciate it, many of them, and who should stand on those values, who are claiming that they have the same values, but that they have to overthrow this government, this current system, in order to achieve their values. And it just doesn't make sense. So I'm just contemplating all of these things and wondering, why do we have such a cultural shift, fissure in our country? And why do the values that we stand for and that we guarantee in our founding documents and in our way of life, why are they being thrown out so easily by those who are simply full of rebellion? And how can they not realize that if they give away what we have, they're going to get something that's far worse? They're going to get a ruler to rule over them that has no respect for their freedom, no respect for their true equality. So let's just take a little turn here and now talk about some of the values that are contrary to the ones that I just spoke about, because these are also values that we're seeing played out in our culture, and they're very concerning. So, I mean, I'm going to give a list of the values that I see being played out, and then I want to give some examples of how they're being played out by people in our culture. And we all know this. We've been experiencing it together. But we've got a culture that is really not respectful of human life. They are really, I guess, have a value that it's okay to exact punishment and violence in a very subjective way on people that they don't agree with. So they don't have a value of freedom of speech and the liberty of other people and equality among people. Rather, their value seems to be that if they don't like you, if they don't like what you stand for, if they think that you're in their way, then they have a right to destroy your property or to harm you, your physical health, or even take your life. And we're seeing these things happening in our streets. Now, I have a friend who lives in Longmont, pardon me, and she said that she went to Boulder recently and that there was a woman walking around the streets of Boulder who had a can of wasp spray, and this woman was spraying wasp spray at other people and saying, "Be gone, get out of here." And the people that she was spraying this spray at, I think, might have been standing, you know, doing some campaigning work, but she didn't agree with their position. And so she thought it was okay to just spray them with a chemical and to try to harm them, hurt their eyes, hurt their respiratory system. Here's another example. This one's not violence, but it's, in a sense, it's violence. If somebody destroys someone else's property, in a way, that's kind of an affront to that person's person as well, because your property is an extension of you. It's something that is who part of who you are. You own that property. It's yours. And we should respect those property rights in our culture. But many people are not doing that anymore. So I made a little Halloween display in my yard, and I put all of these little, like a lot of people do, I got these little graveyard things that you can write on, and you make a little graveyard for Halloween. And I flipped them over, and I used a piece of white chalk, and I wrote things on these graveyard placards. They said things like executive rule by executive order, the cult of personality, attacking free speech, abortion, and various other things that I don't want to be in our culture personally, that I would vote and exercise my vote for people that, would agree with me. And then I put a sign in the yard along with these little graveyard monuments. And the sign just said, you should vote the way that you think will support the things that you want in your graveyard, or that you think should be in the graveyard. Let's have a free and open and honest, accurate election. United we stand, divided we fall, let's stand. Okay. So after the big snow that we had recently, I went out in the yard and I noticed that not all of my little tombstones were still in the yard. And I had taken a picture of them originally, but I know that the one that said abortion was missing. So obviously someone came into my yard, they climbed the fence, they came into the yard, they took the little placard, the little, tombstone thing that said abortion on it. And I'm not sure if they took some other ones or not. They left some others. Like I had one that said racism and, many of them, we would all agree about. But of course, we're not all going to agree all the time on everything. And I thought it was really an example of a very poor value, the example of a person not having my values to come into my yard and trespass on my property and take away something that belongs to me. That's not acceptable in my values, according to my values. But evidently, whoever came into the yard and whoever stole that sign had a problem with that value, and they didn't get the message. You have a right to your values. You have a right to your vote. You have a right to participate freely. Everybody does. But my value is for free and open, honest elections for the truth. And if the other side that I'm not on prevails and has more votes, then I accept that. I accept that because I have a value that things need to be done honestly. And that value is higher than my value to get my own way. But there's a lot of people that live in our nation who believe that their own way is what's most important. And they live by the principle, they live by very few principles, actually. They have values that are self-centered, but they have few principles. And that's where what it really comes down to. Your values have to also be guided by principle, or else you will not do the right thing. For example, you may value your family. You love them. But if one of your family breaks the law, then because your principle is that you live by the rule of law and everybody has to be accountable to the law, then you will believe that your family member, if they're convicted of the law, they will have to pay the price associated with that offense. But a non-principled person would just defend their family member because they're their family member. And that's no better than a feudal system or the overlords or the monarchs say, or the people in Congress say, well, we get to do what we want to because we have the power. That's not the American way. And those are not our values. It's just sad to see what is happening in our streets. I told you about the wasp spray. We had a gentleman who was sitting in for Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher not too long ago, talking, because he lives in Oregon, talking about what was happening and the rioting in the streets there. Here's another example of values that do not line up with what true American values should be. And he said that these rioters went to a police department and they knew that there were people inside, that they were so filled with hatred that they locked the doors and then they set fire to that building. Now that is tantamount to murder. That's attempted murder. Those people should be arrested. They should be tried for murder and they should go to jail. But we know that there is a lack of justice in a lot of places in this country right now. And that's very concerning. How could we have gotten to this point where people are so lawless, so violent, so murderous, so hateful, so selfish. So they have an idea of what they think equality is, even though we already have equality in law, and it has to be instituted and executed according to the law, and people aren't perfect, but we have it. We have that principle, and they're fighting the very thing they say they stand for. They say they stand for equality. They have no idea what equality really means. It's just a subjective value that they hold, and their principle, the only principle that I can see that these people who do not stand up for American values have, is the principle that the ends justify the means. The ends, very subjective, whatever they think the ends are, equality, the right to do what they want to do with their own body, even if that affects the body of a growing fetus, which is a human being inside them, things like that. So we're going to talk more about how do we get to this point, how does this impact our election, and where are we going from here when we get back from the break. Stay with me on Brain Cleavage with Sarah, today on Open Forum Wednesday.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Oh, beautiful.
Does the American flag offend you? Call 1-800-LEAVE-AMERICA. If not, call 970-460-8873 and book a fly fishing trip on the North Platte River. Come experience peak dry fly season this summer in the North Platte Valley. Or chase big browns this fall through November. 8 hours on a drift boat, experienced guides, lunches and flies included. Visit trouttamers.com and thank you for supporting KHNC.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. We're thinking together today in the aftermath of this ongoing election and its results about the state of our nation, about the values that we hold, and the deep fissure that seems to be between left and right, very bipolar, very polarized society. We have the values from our founding of equality, equality under the law, the rule of law equally applying to everyone, of liberty, life, the pursuit of happiness being a right of every single citizen, freedom of speech and thought, a marketplace of ideas, all of these wonderful things that we not only proclaim that we believe, but our law and our precedent has continued to uphold and to develop. And yet, we've got what seems to be a very large contingent of people who are screaming for justice and who are screaming for equality, but yet they're burning down buildings, including an example I gave of a police department building, where they locked the doors and with people inside and then set the building on fire. They've also been quoted as saying, we can destroy property if we want to, because it's really not going to hurt anybody because they have insurance. So there's no respect for the property of other people. There's really no respect for justice and true equality here, because the truth is, they're just rebellious people who are selfish and want what they want according to whatever they believe, and they love burning down buildings and being violent, and they are they're cynical about what America is and what it has to offer, unfortunately. They believe that their ends justify any means, and that's a communist principle. Not only is this happening in the streets of America today, and where people are being manipulated and paid to do these dirty acts, but these values go clear up to the top of our structure, to leaders in our Congress, leaders even perhaps one the people who are running for president. And we see this culture war being played out, and now we've got a gridlock in terms of the result of this election, and we're all going to have to walk it through. So with that said, I want to bring on a caller who'd like to make a comment, and that is Richard. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, Kara, how you doing, guys?
Well, we're doing as well as we can today, Richard. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Tough night, rough night to watch and unfold what happened and all, and then here we are with any kind of a result. Right. You know, Kara, your show is very stimulating. I like the way it makes my brain really start engaging when you bring up topics and subjects and your guests that you bring in. It makes me really think and analyze deep in my life. And if I get this static in the phone, let me know, and I'll try to make it short because I know we have phone issues.
What
I'm learning here, see, I'm already hearing it. It's already coming in there.
It's okay. Just go ahead. You're making good points, and I appreciate the call.
So we were a nation that was by God, you know, it was God, law of the land. Law of the land to me, you know, our God-given rights, our right to defense, right to religion, right to education, right to, you know, the basic rights of under God. I think we can agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Today, we are no longer knowing God, trusting God, evidently. We've fallen away from God as a nation. And there's a reason that's happened, because those basic God-given rights to defense, and defense is where I really want to focus on at this point of this conversation for me, is we have the right to defend ourselves. For somehow, some reason, we've given up for God, have we become admiralty law commerce. And the courts now get involved where people cannot hash out their own problems without getting dragged into court, buying lawyers and paying for their defense or offense, whatever they're doing. And that, to me, has somehow created a divide among the people within that process. One of the ways it has divided the people through the process is we don't have a right to say about religion. We don't have a right to defend ourselves. We don't have a right to the proper education that was put, you know, to educate us in a fair way. All those play a part. Those have been taken away because we made government our God, fiat currency, and God's law is gone.
Does that make sense at all? It does. It makes perfect sense, Richard, and it's a perfect segue into where I was going to go next with my comments. So thank you for your compliments, and thank you for listening. Thank you for your comments. When you call, I hear you not only call into my show, but other shows. And we really appreciate you and people that call the station and let us know that they're listening, but also, you know, participate with us in this dialogue. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day, Kurt.
You too, Richard. All right, so that was awesome. Because where I want to go next is, why do we have a nation that is so split, where the values of some, like myself and many others, are really founded on patriotism and what we fought to get away with in the Revolutionary War, and what we have that's of great value, and all the values that we have and all the principles we hold, versus those who are willing to hurt other people without being in a situation where they're defending their own life? How can this be? And Richard brought up that question. You know, he said, one of the things he said is part of the reason that is in my theory, and that is we have let go of God. We know now in hindsight that there was a concerted effort to remove God from our culture. You know, if you all, you know, pay attention to history, I'm sure you've heard of Madeleine Murray O'Hare. And she brought lawsuits against the United States government saying that, you know, they were forcing religion on kids in schools. And then we had, you know, Bibles banned from schools and things like that. And she eventually became a Christian, and then her son was a Christian, and he wrote a great book about the whole thing. But we kind of rolled over to that. You know, we're so easily intimidated. This is one reason I appreciate President Donald J. Trump. He doesn't let himself get intimidated, and he doesn't roll over. He says what he thinks. He stands for his beliefs. He's not always right. He's human. But he doesn't roll over when the left or those who are not intellectually honest try to attack. And we have fallen for so many intellectually dishonest arguments over the years from leftists who are doing nothing but trying to take over our nation and trying to undermine our foundations. There's nothing wrong with believing in God. There's nothing wrong with kids being able to pray or read their Bibles in school. There was a misinterpretation of the Constitution when Madeleine Murray O'Hare was bringing her lawsuits, and the Supreme Court can be wrong in their decisions. Our Constitution says that the government will make no law instituting a certain religion, and it will not abridge the free exercise thereof. That's my paraphrase. And nowhere does it say you cannot practice your religion in a government building. You have a right to practice and to hold your religion, to believe what you want to believe, and to think what you want to think, and to pray anytime and anywhere you want to pray, as long as you're not forcing someone else to pray, and also to read whatever you want to read. So can we just say, well, you know, if that's true, then nobody would challenge it and nobody would attack it? Nope. Freedom is never free. It always has to be fought for. And we didn't fight for it in so many cases in the past. Now we have to stand up, or we will have nothing left. We'll be back in just a moment to continue this conversation. Andre and Cleavage with Kara.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry cabinetry with multiple styles and finishes in their builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890 or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
Hi, everyone. This is Leah. Join me Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. for Leah Live, right here on 1360 KHNC. I'll look forward to it.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Well, good. Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. Excuse me. Fighting a little cold here, but it's not COVID, and it doesn't go through the airwaves, so don't worry. Be assured, everybody's safe. We're going to make it through this time, and that's my message today. But we are doing a little bit of an analysis of how do we get to where we are and how do we get out of this. We did. We abandoned our values. We went to sleep. We became complacent in our prosperity. We let the activists take over our school boards and our local government. We've done a lot of things to abdicate the values that we should be holding dear and just taking things for granted. We did things in education, for example, giving over our whole education system. We took God out, and then the enemy came in. And there's a woman that was mentioned. She's been mentioned on our station before by people like Brian of the Front Rage Hour. Her name is Charlotte Iserbeit. She was in the Department of Education under Ronald Reagan, and she's written some great books. One of them is called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. In that book, she alleges that, and she was on the inside. She knows what she's talking about. The book alleges that changes gradually brought into the American public education system worked to eliminate the influence of a child's parents and to mold the child into a member of the proletariat in preparation for a socialist collectivist world of the future. There is blatant and overt communistic Marxist attacks that have been going on and undermining our culture ever since at least the early 1960s, really since the 50s, when the Communist Party of America was, I believe that was when it was formally organized and came to the United States. And we've fallen for all kinds of lies since that time. We fell for the lies. I remember as a kid hearing about Larry Flint and his publications, and people were trying to censor him at the time because, you know, he had Hustler and other magazines. And, you know, God-fearing people thought that those were demeaning to women and undermining of the family. But the argument from the left and from the academics at the time was, oh, well, we have freedom of expression here. First Amendment, that covers it all. And so we kind of rolled over in a way then. But guess what? Guess what's happening now? All of these liberals, all of these academicians who proclaimed First Amendment freedoms back in the 60s in support of Larry Flint and his filthy rag magazines are the ones who are supporting the censoring of America's people. How can that be consistent with any kind of value or principle? These people don't have principles. They have values that are nefarious, that are negative, that are undermining to our very fabric of our foundation. And we have to quit rolling over to them. What else has caused this to happen? We've had latchkey children. We were told that feminism meant that women could do anything men could and that we should abandon our children and go out and get a job. Well, what did that do? It put a heavier tax burden on the family. It put a burden for childcare on the family, and it made a lot of latchkey kids. We also were told that we had reproductive rights and freedom. In many cases, the feminists told us that we should be the same as the worst of the men among us and go out and be as immoral as the worst of men, and then use abortion as birth control. And then a lot of people started having way fewer children because that was the culture that was being presented. This is part of us diverging from a culture of life and respecting the family and going instead to embracing a culture of death. I don't know if many of people know this, but Jerome Powell, who is our the one who leads our Federal Reserve Board, regardless of what you think of the Federal Reserve, Jason, he has done some good things. He can be described as a good man in many ways. And he has spoken out very stridently about the war on, or the boy crisis in America. He says that because we promote girls, but we do not help boys, we do not encourage them, the boys are becoming a minority that are being left behind, and this threatens America's future, our future economic, our future economic health, our future health, and also creating a suicide risk. And I want to read to you just a part of what he said about this crisis. It's very riveting. He says that in education worldwide, 60% of the students who achieve less than the baseline level of proficiency in any of three core subjects of the Program for International Assessment are boys. Even boys' IQs are dropping. It is a crisis of mental health. Boys' suicide rates go from only slightly more than girls before age 15 to three times that of girls between 15 and 19 and to 4.5 times that of girls between 20 and 24. Mass shooters, prisoners, and Islamic State terrorism recruits are at least 90% male. And this isn't just male, but it's white male. So when you hear people on the left who are burning down buildings and attacking people with bicycle locks and wasp spray say that everybody else is racist, I'd like to point them to an example of real racism in the other direction. We have become racist towards our white male students or boys that are living in this country, many of them not having the influence of a father in their homes because the divorce rate is so high, and women have been basically lied to and told that men are their enemy. Men are not women's enemies. There are bad men and bad women, but neither class is bad as a whole. And women do not attain their freedom and liberty in life by denying the gift that God gave them to bear and nurture children. The family has been attacked. God's laws have been attacked. And his laws bring us hope and joy and peace. And we are only shooting our own selves in the foot every time we deny one of God's laws, which should be the basis of our values and our principles. This is a tremendous danger, but there is hope. I mean, look at even what we have to offer here at KHNC and what God has brought us through the door. A couple of young men who were in the Democrat Party and believed in all this culture of death and who were deceived. And then they woke up and here they are having their own radio program called The Liberty Revolt at KHNC. So don't despair. There is a way out and we're going to find it together. We'll be back in just a few moments on KHNC, 1360 AM.
Hi, folks. This is Terry V. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. to my new show, Terry's Views of the News. The show is about current politics. It's a hard-hitting, truth-seeking, conservative view show. So tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, folks, in today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
You might want to sit down before you hear this. Inactivity leads to 3.2 million deaths a year. So actually, you might want to stand up. Whoa, you just did a squat. See what we did there? All right, everyone, just take a seat. Oh, now stand up. That's two. Feel that burning in your thighs? That means you're doing it right. Feels good, doesn't it? Get started at heart.org/makemoves. Unless you're doing squats. Those can come first.
Hey guys, this is Steve from Red Pill Truth, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. This show runs Saturdays at 3. We talk about the truths that the mainstream media won't tell you about until they have to. We'll see you Saturday at 3.
Brain Cleavage, everyone. Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. So we are maybe assaulted on all sides today, but we are not forsaken. We are not downtrodden. We are the United States of America. We stand on the principles that this nation was founded upon, and we have deep faith and deep conviction, just like George Washington did on the Delaware. He saw that his soldiers were dying of dysentery and they had no shoes, but he did not give up. He knelt on his knee and he prayed to his God and he stood and he had supernatural intervention. I believe that this is a time to call for supernatural intervention. Do you, and I'm speaking about my own values now, but you know, so some would say this isn't a religious show. No, it's not. It's my show. It's Brain Cleavage. And I say what is in my heart here, and my values are religious. I am a Christian. So I don't put myself into boxes and say, oh, when I'm over here, I can be a Christian. And when I'm over there, I got to be something else. No, I'm always a Christian and I speak my values. My values are we stand for truth, we stand for our way of life, we pray, we have faith. We have to have faith. What happened with Gideon's army? He had 20,000 soldiers and he went to defeat the Midianites. They were as thick as locusts. And what did God say? He said, you have too many soldiers. So he said, you've got to tell everybody who's afraid to go ahead and leave. So he said that, and 10,000 of the soldiers or the people left. Then he had 10,000 soldiers left, and God said, you still have way too many people for me to defeat the Midianites for you. I mean, who would say that? You want to have more troops, not less, right? But not God. God said, I want you to have everybody go into that river over there, and I want you to tell them to drink the water. Those who drink kneeling down, put in one group. Those who drink lapping it up like a dog, put them in another group. So he did that. All of the ones that lapped it up like a dog, there were only 300 of those. Everybody else, the other 9,700, he said, send them home. Now, we've got an army that I can actually defeat the Midianites with because it's an army that is not so big that you will take all the credit when we win this battle. He turned the enemy on themselves. He put chaos in the camp of the enemy, and the enemy turned on each other with their swords. They were routed, and then they were cut off at the river, at the Jordan River. This is where we're at today, folks. We have to trust in our God. And if we trust in him, he will not let us down. I'm going to end today by reading a little bit of scripture to you that goes according to what I think we need to hear. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger. Here is our challenge. We have to live by our values, regardless of what others do. Refrain from anger. Turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will no more be. Though you look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealthy than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed. They will go up in smoke. And I'll end there. But this is for us to hold on to. And those who are rioting and burning and pillaging and killing, they are going to be the ones who will be killed later if they don't turn. Let's stand for the truth. Let's pray for our president, and let's pray for our nation. This has been Kara with Brain Cleavage, and I look forward to being with you again next Wednesday at 11 o'clock, right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axum, real estate agent with Sears Real Estate. Established in 1972, locally owned, and our office is in Greeley. Growing up in Greeley, I am very familiar with the community and surrounding towns. I'd like to talk to you about your real estate questions, needs, or wants. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089. 576-1089. Or Jerry at SearsRealEstate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. There's still some races and ballot measures that are too close to call, but most of the big races in Colorado have been decided at this point.
Joe Biden easily won the state's 9 electoral votes in the presidential contest, surpassing President Trump 56% to 41. That's the biggest Colorado margin for any Democrat running for president since Lyndon Johnson beat Barry Goldwater in 1964. 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton only beat Trump by 5 points in the state, 48 to 43. For the Senate, Democratic ex-governor John Hickenlooper ousted incumbent Republican Cory Gardner after only one term, 54%. The state's only closely contested congressional race went to far-right Republican newcomer Lauren Boebert. She defeated Diane Mitch Bush in the huge 3rd District across the western slope in southern Colorado, 50.7% to 46.1%, a margin of about 18,000 votes. I'm Jim Williams.
We do know that voter turnout this year was more than 2016, but just how much is yet to be seen. As ballots continue to be counted, we know that by noon yesterday, more than 3 million ballots had already been returned, surpassing the 2016 total voter turnout of 2.8 million. Winter Park Resort says they're pushing back their opening date for the coming ski season due to concerns over public health and weather conditions. The impacts of the East Troublesome Fire on Grand County, where that resort is located, coupled with public health guidelines and restrictions, have pushed the original planned opening of November 18th back. They say they will now not open before November 30th and will provide refunds or new bookings for any guests that are impacted by that change.